Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
This podcast is part of the Planet Broadcasting Network.
Visit planetbroadcasting.com for more podcasts from our great mates.
Oh my goodness, we've returned to the town of Derry.
Ah!
27 years later, 1 week later, realistically.
Absolutely.
We did It Chapter 1, 1990 last week. We're doing It Chapter 2, 1990 this week.
Yes.
This film focuses more on the adult cast, and because of that, people should give this video a like. But aside from that, do you think this movie is an improvement on the previous movie?
When you say previous movie, you mean the previous episode that we did.
The telly movie, whatever it is, whatever you want to call it.
I think it is worse.
Yes.
Because the adult actors are worse than the child actors, I feel.
They don't mesh as well.
Yep.
They're not as compelling.
Mm-hmm.
There's too many weird haircuts. We'll get to that, obviously.
Oh, my God.
I don't buy a lot of their interactions in this. Yeah.
I mean, they haven't seen each other in 27 years.
But you know what scene I do really like between the adults?
Which one's that?
It's the scene where Mike and Bill take that good old bike for a spin. Do you remember the bit where he goes up the seesaw and he's like, yeah! He does the rock and roll hands.
He throws up some horns, yeah.
No, he throws them down.
He throws them down, that's true.
I don't know what that means.
It means devil, get out of here.
Oh,
go back
okay.
to where you came from, devil. Get down there.
But I do like how the way they kick off their friendship again is he's like, are we in the poor part of town? This part of town sucks. And he's like, welcome to my... This is my house.
This is my whole life now, 30 years.
Yep. Also, as Mike mentioned, he's paid it off.
It's
not that bad a house.
Exactly.
The area seems like every other area in this town.
Sorry I didn't luck into a multi-millionaire novelist bloody job, hey?
It's ridiculous.
Okay. Coastal elites.
Unbelievable.
Unbelievable, right?
There's one actual element of the adult stuff that I like. It's not the clown kiss.
Okay, right.
I mean, there's something about that, though, isn't there? You know what I mean?
Is it the constant balloons? Is that what you love?
I do love that they're terrified of balloons all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But they're not even... Because, like, these days you can do stuff with CGI to make balloons look terrifying, I guess. Or as terrifying as balloons possibly could look.
Sure.
In the 90s, you just let some balloons loose.
Yep.
And they just went and did their thing.
Some of them pop. Some of them don't.
That's right, yeah.
But there's a moment where Ben Hanscom, and this is in the book, he talks about how he got thin and how he got revenge on the coach, and he does his running and he comes back and he's like, I'm thin and I'm fit now. Like, I'm like, that's a good kind of arc for that character.
Oh, he started at one end of the football field, fat, yes. And then he came back around and he's like, now I'm thin.
I did it. I've got an amazing metabolism, it turns out.
I never thought to do this before.
But there is some comedy scenes in this because one of the characters is a radio DJ. In the newer version, he's a stand-up comedian played by Bill Hader.
But in this one, he's a shock jock.
He's
a shock jock and he'll say what we're all thinking. So there's a scene quite early on where the whole team gets back together except for one dude, and this guy's like, oh my God, it's time to rinse this guy. Let's really put the boot on this one missing member. I mean, what's the worst thing that could have happened to him? And we're all just coming back to deal with
a murderous clown.
Magic clown from our hometown. I mean, he's probably just late because he's too busy on the toilet,
He's probably kissing his mother goodbye or something.
No, he's dead. He killed himself.
Yeah, he slashed his wrists. He's dead. Yeah.
In the new version, he leaves some very elaborate messages for his friends. In this one, he leaves the world's briefest suicide note.
Yeah.
It.
Yeah. So I'd look at that and go, was he trying to write Italians? Like Italians got him?
The Italians. Maybe the Italians got him. He stole the minestrone recipe.
Do you know what I mean? Like, I wouldn't assume that it was a terrible clown interdimensional monster.
Look, I would assume, I would assume that he meant to write up a very long, elaborate message and he just ran out of blood because those letters were really big.
It's my birthday and nobody remembered.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Okay, so I talked about the clown kissing scene. Mm-hmm. There's the moment where Pennywise the clown kisses Ben Handsome because he's so handsome now from track running.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, there's the slow reveal that, wait a minute, she's wearing clown pants. Wait a minute, it's Tim Curry. Oh my God.
There's quite a few clown pants reveals in the second half, yeah. I feel.
That's my favorite kind of reveal. And then later they share an actual kiss and he's like, what is real? I've kissed a clown. Am I kissing a woman or am I kissing a clown again?
I mean, many ways I kind of like kissing the clown. What does this say about me? There are any other clowns around?
If that spooks me so badly, I don't think I could then go and kiss that woman. If I kissed the clown, I'd be like, that would always be in my head. I'd be like, I kissed a weird clown that turned into a spider. I can't, this is not a well that I can return
because
to.
Because I recently, because I watched this episode and I also recently watched It Chapter 2.
Sure.
And both of them contain scenes with horrible haunted fortune cookies.
Yes.
And immediately afterwards I went home and I ate a whole box. So
yum,
I'm not as easily affected as you. I think
there's something to the practical effects in the fortune cookies in this, though. You only see them briefly.
Yeah.
But, you know, like the eyeball and the spider's leg, there's something to those kind of effects that's quite visceral, I feel.
Is it the little wind-up toy they clearly install in each of them?
That's what I love, Mason. Mm-hmm. A little clockwork eye clicking away in there.
Uh-huh.
My favourite line in this particular episode / tally movie is the, why is it so mean? That's my favourite moment.
Why is the murder clown so mean? I don't know.
I don't know either. Loneliness?
Maybe. Maybe he was fat as a kid too.
That's true, yeah.
Maybe he was bullied and then he became a bully. Is often the case.
We were talking about this off air, but a lot of the insults that he kind of throws at them, as an adult, you'd be like, but I'm not fat anymore. So
yeah, right, exactly, yeah.
I haven't been fat for like 20 years.
Yeah.
So shut up.
Exactly. It's not
You're
my...
a fucking clown.
Exactly.
You're ridiculous.
Yeah. It's not my fault my brother was killed.
Yeah, exactly.
I had no idea there was going to be an insane, unstoppable, murderous clown in the drain. I just figured there was some rain. It'd be like blaming yourself if your kid brother went out into the street to play and got hit by an asteroid.
There was no way of predicting There's either no of way. Those things. Yeah, yeah, exactly. The asteroid is more likely.
I think so too.
Bill's wife makes an appearance in this. Who
she does? She makes an appearance early on,
yeah,
and then she makes an appearance right at the end.
Yeah,
she's come to rescue him or something in Derry, yeah. and it's caught her and like is being made to lure him yeah. to his death. But
it's a bigger part
Pennywise
of the book.
Also, Pennywise can turn into anybody.
Yeah,
so he doesn't need to do that. He can just turn into his wife.
Well, exactly. Let's talk about Pennywise though, because I love the way in this that I do love the Tim Curry performance. A lot of people were mad that not a lot of people, maybe one person was mad that.
That's a lot of people. If one person is mad, that's enough for me.
That's enough. That we referenced him from Earth 2 was like, don't you recognize him from other things? Of course we do. We've all seen Home Alone 2.
Yeah.
All right? We know Tim Curry.
I feel that's a function of the internet, though. You kind of have to, if you mention somebody's role in something, you have to mention every role they've ever done.
Yes, that's right.
Otherwise, people will be like, I can't believe you didn't mention it was a Frankenfurter. We know it was Frankenfurter. We've seen it.
I've never seen it, but I know he's Frankenfurter.
Anyway, here's his entire IMDb page.
Yeah, exactly.
Here's all his roles.
We know them all.
We've seen and know them all.
What I like about this version of Pennywise in this one, he's very upfront. There's no symbolism. He's just like, I've dug your grave.
That's right.
I've dug your grave, all right?
I'm in the moon.
Yeah, that's right.
I'm in the moon and I'm telling you to kill people from the moon. Hello.
That is actually, I was going to ask you, do you think that's an element that's in the book?
That he just appears on the moon?
Yes.
Yes.
Correct. That's 100% okay. Correct.
Great.
Stephen King was flying in the 80s and it is evident in a lot of the work.
And for the record,
work.
Did have a ponytail. We wondered in the last episode if he had a 90s ponytail in the style of the writer character in this movie.
Yes.
He absolutely did, yes. We sent some photos.
I was going to come back to that at the end, but let's do that now. Let's address the ponytail in the room. Okay, first of all, in the book, Bill's character is like a balding middle-aged man. He doesn't have long hair. Mm-hmm. He's just got, you know, he's a bit thinning on top. And Richie makes a joke like, hey, Chrome Dome. You know, he makes great jokes.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Also, that's great fodder for a radio show. Hey, Chrome Dome. This guy's bald. What do we all think of that?
But Brendan JB posted this to the Great Mates group. It's an image of Stephen King from 1990. With pretty much the exact haircut that Bill from this series has. So mystery solved.
Absolutely.
Well done, Brendan. You've really bloody nailed it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. What's with that haircut, though?
I don't know.
It was never popular, was it? Two people in the world had that haircut.
Look, it's interesting as well because it looks bad out of the ponytail as well, right? Yeah. It's got two modes and both are bad. Imagine it without the hair tie.
No.
Just flowing in the breeze.
Like, I will not. Mm. So they go down to confront it in the sewer.
Yes.
As they do in all incarnations. We talked about this last week, but they should have brought many weapons with them. Just
gun,
be like, let's just see what we got.
Flamethrower, baseball bat, crowbar.
Yep, exactly. Mm-hmm. Any and all things. Don't just go like, our imagination should do it. Maybe
maybe imagine going to the store and buying yourself a gun.
Yeah, imagine and then do.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's some strange moments down in the sewer. Obviously the spider for one thing. But there's a moment where they're going to finally confront it in mm-hmm. its final form, and there's a tiny door surrounded by skulls at its tents, and then one of them just goes, wait a minute, everybody, I'm a virgin. Okay, if you feel the need to share that, that's great.
Yeah.
Not really the time.
And also, you've done it within earshot of Pennywise, so he's probably going to use that against you later.
Exactly, yeah.
He's either going to mock you for it, or he's going to transform into a sexy lady and tempt you.
That's right,
and
exactly.
And then he's going to eat you.
And then he's going to eat you, yeah. But there is something that they kind of fix in the newer one where you really lose something when they're just like, he's a spider. He doesn't talk. He's not Tim Curry.
Yeah,
for the last
right.
20 minutes.
Yeah.
He's just a big animatronic / stop motion spider.
Mm.
Yeah. You know, and he catches you in the deadlights. Three of them run up and go, I'll stop you. And then they all just kind of stare into the lights. And eventually they do it by shattering the deadlights on his underbelly. And then they just flip him over like he's a table. And they just... And
or
just
a turtle.
Or a turtle, yeah, exactly.
And they just poke him to
they
death.
They just poke him to death. Mm-hmm. It's not a very satisfying conclusion.
No, exactly, because he doesn't have any kind of human face or any kind of human reaction.
Yeah.
It is just like attacking a giant spider.
It's like a child flipping over a board game in disgust when they've lost. It's like that amount of effort. It's not even like flipping a car where you need like a mob to kind of to kind of make it happen.
Yeah, right.
Just like, whoop, he's up, and let's just... poke away at his insides. Also, it's strange, or is it strange, that this version and the newer version don't go with the intergalactic turtle tumbling through time and space?
I mean, but this element. One, this the 1990 one, even more so, we just don't really get any indication of where he came from at all.
No.
You know, it's just...
That's true. There's no comet coming to Earth. Yeah. There's no, like, interdimensional...
Just a rotten old town.
Just a rotten old town with a rotten old spider running around underneath it.
And it also... this one also seems to imply that the town's in on it.
Yes.
Like, everybody in the town's just like...
We love this.
We're totally on board with this. Because I think at one point,
Beth
is, as a kid, is being, like, beaten up or something, and there's an old man comes out and just stares her down and is like... not going to help. I'm just going to go in. And then she's like, then I knew the whole town was in on it.
Yeah.
Really? Because that one guy?
Well, that's what it is in the book, though. And I guess it's not fleshed out enough in the movie. But And that's also hinted at in It Chapter 1, 2017, where Ben is getting the name carved into him. And a couple just drives past and just like, they just stare and they just keep going.
Well, they're in on it.
They're all in on it. But it's not so much, it's explained more in the book, but they're not so much in on it. They just accept that it exists and... because the whole town's under this spell, it's just kind of the way it is and people just turn a blind eye. So it's
like a metaphor.
It's like a metaphor and a literal thing that happens in this town.
Huh.
It's like two things, isn't it?
Oh my goodness. This TV series has more layers than I thought.
Yeah, I think an element that the new one fixes that this one doesn't also is Mike actually makes it to the confrontation in the 2019 version. And this is actually from the book also. He gets injured and he doesn't come back. And I think the guy who spends the most time in the town as everybody else moves on kind of deserves to be there at the end.
Oh, for sure,
just be like, go on without me. I'm just going to lie in hospital or whatever. I mean, he was fairly injured. I can understand why he didn't, but I think it's good that they fixed that element from the newer one. Just to be like, he's here in spirit because we've got this bit of silver. Is that close enough?
So it fixes the fairly, very, extremely common trope of the black guy's the first one to be knocked out of the action.
That's very true, yeah.
You know?
I mean, I guess they didn't really need him in the end because you can flip that spider like it's nothing, mate.
That's true.
Just turn him on his head. It doesn't even matter. Okay, so the way that this wraps up, you know, they all...
Wait, we haven't talked about the severed head in the fridge.
Okay. Let's talk about the severed head in the fridge.
Pretty weird, right?
Pretty weird.
Yeah.
What do you want to say? I quite like that effect.
It's a man in a fridge.
Yeah.
It's a man in a fridge and they've put some stuff around his body.
And he's like, hey, it's me. Ah, you know me. I love how they're all standing there in shock, but just be like, we know this isn't, like, we know what this is. Also, we don't know what this guy looks like as an adult.
I was going to say, that's probably my number one issue with that is you'd be like, who's this guy with his head in the fridge? You have to be like, yeah, it's me, your friend from back in the day. I've grown a mustache. I couldn't grow a mustache back then.
Cool. We're going to close the fridge.
I know. I've got more mean things to say. Come on.
We don't care.
He used to be fat. Remember, I knew you back in the day when you were fat.
Yeah, but you didn't know me because you're the clown. I mean, well, guess you did know me, but I'm still going to close the fridge because I have great willpower now. That's how I keep trim. So I am going to close the fridge.
I can stay out of the fridge very easily. Thank you.
So the end bit is Bill's wife recovers by riding a bicycle.
Very briefly down a hill, yes.
Yeah, that's it. That happens in the book as well. But my favourite kind of like, this is what happened to that person moment is we see Richie's making a comedy film at the end. And the comedy film consists of people shaking fake snow from a crate onto two men dressed in cowboy outfits, hitting each other with tennis rackets. And I'm just, what move? Is this a Three Amigos knockoff?
Oh, no, that was the first draft of Brokeback Mountain.
Okay, right.
So, you know.
Well, that's a shame we never saw that version. Right. But I'd love to have seen Brokeback Mountain 1990. Are you kidding me? The Tally movie?
That's right.
Oh, my goodness. Of course, there's also
Brokeback Mountain, Snow Patrol. That's what it was called.
That's what it's called, yeah. Mm-hmm. So also, of course, this movie hints towards Pennywise. He's not gone because you hear his laugh after the bloody, when the credits roll, don't you?
I mean, it could just have been a regular horrible clown. Yuck. I'd rather the demon. At least you can kill him. You know what I mean? Kill a real clown, you go to jail.
You're not going
to
get away with that, are you? Yeah, that's actually a really good point. I mean, they do kill a regular man in this, don't they? They kill Henry Bowers, but
that's kind
of fine. I love how they're trying to cover up. They're like, let's just leave this body in here and get out of this hotel. No one will connect this to us.
I mean, we paid for the hotel.
Yes, our name is on the door when we signed in.
Yeah.
But also, you could be like, this guy tried to kill us. He stabbed this guy who's in the hospital, and you know he's out of the asylum.
He's an escaped mental patient. Yeah. Madness.
But that also brings me to the final question I have for you concerning It Chapter 2, 1990. Did you like the moment where it transforms into a giant man with the head of a dog?
Yes. Again, that's another clown pants reveal. That was probably my favorite clown pants reveal. Oh my God. I've seen a lot of great escapes in my time in cinematic history.
Like the Great Escape. Yeah.
Like Prison Break.
Sure.
Like Ocean's 11, but we're watching it in reverse and they're trying to escape from a casino.
Sure.
But this one, I think, where you think our friend, the mental patient, is not going to escape and then the guards are attacked by a giant Rottweiler in a clown suit.
What a reveal.
Oh, my God.
What a world. Anyway, this has been It, 1990, and Caravan of Garbage. We do this every 2019. Tuesday. 2019, that's right. If you want to swing around next week with a subscription to this service, being youtube.com/MrSundayMovies.net.au.
Swing by like a clown would.
Like, that's right, like a clown would. Step out of a tiny little car.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, we also have a podcast called The Weekly Planet where we talk movies and comics and TV shows. And this most recent episode that's just out, we talk It Chapter 2, the good, the bad. How does it hold up to this miniseries? It's better. How does it hold up to the first It from I was gonna say, 1917 to 2017? What do you think? We'll let you know on our podcast, The Weekly Planet. If you're taking the commute to work, maybe give it a bloody listen, mate.
If you're on the commute to Clown College.
Yeah.
Maybe do. Or don't.
Or don't.
Don't bring those weird clown vibes in your Clown College.
They don't need it, and we don't need it, frankly. Anyways, I'm at Mr. Sunday Movies on Twitter.
I'm at Wikipedia Brown on Twitter.
We'll see you guys at a different time.
Grab that gem, you guys. We will see you maybe next week.
Maybe. I'll put in the Pennywise cackle here. I'll edit it in seamlessly. Oh, yeah. So people will be like, oh my God, there's going to be a part three to this series. There won't be, but ha, ha, ha.
What if It Chapter 3 was actually a sequel to the 1990 miniseries? Wouldn't that be great? Bring back Tim Curry.
That's all I want. Mm-hmm. It's not what I want, actually.
I'm indifferent between the two, really.
This podcast is part of the Planet Broadcasting Network.
Visit planetbroadcasting.com for more podcasts from our great mates.
I mean, if you want. It's up to you.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too.
Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.